the reality today is Somalia is a different place than it was a year ago in terms of business coming back, services coming back, people even returning from the diaspora and from outside. Life is changing. Security is much better than it was. There are no illegal checkpoints in the city. There are no looted. Our insecurity now remain with the war against the extremist groups only. There is no the security for lack of the security for anarchy, the security of clan. All these are have been solved, and we are on the final stage of solving the, even the terrorist one.
But do you feel safe and secure in Mogadishu yourself?
Yes, I do. I do 100% feel safe and secure. I have enough security people who are very committed to protecting me and protecting the other state, the national leaders and the state institutions as well. But this is a war, and it continues sometimes to happen, something that we do not like.
Do you sleep in the palace or do you keep moving around?
I do sleep in the palace. My house is there, but I frequently, in daytime, nighttime, I move in the city, visit different places at the different times.
You're still fighting Al-Shabaab. They're still putting up these attacks once in a while in Mogadishu. And you've opened up an amnesty for Al-Shabaab. How many of them have come back to the government?
So far, it's proving that people are coming back, particularly the young people who joined Shabaab for reasons other than ideology. This is a time now the mothers have been brave enough to come to the government and tell them that their son is there, but because they were afraid if they bring back those sons, they will be banished or will be executed. For the last couple of weeks, we're passing a couple of hundreds coming back to Somalia and being attended into the rehabilitation centres. We're establishing more rehabilitation centres in different regions.
Now, going back to business, government wants to rewrite or cancel some high-profile contracts ranging from oil exploration to port operations as the country is trying to shake this image of being a corrupt country. How many have you been able to cancel?
We cannot wait and remain idle until everything is in place. We have to start somewhere. The important thing is the commitment. The contractors we made has been reviewed and will continue to review. The recommendations were not all of them to cancel the contracts. The recommendation was to review. That doesn't mean that we stop the contractors, but we review and we negotiate and we correct all those shortcomings that the contractor has.
So you are not cancelling any contracts?
We did one, and that was not even recommended by our international partners, but within the Somali institutions, they decided to cancel. It was the Central Bank, a contract made by the Central Bank, and they canceled that contract. We will not hesitate and shy away to cancel others if we see that they are not serving the interests of Somalia.
What about the senior government officials linked to these scandals?
Well, last year, when we received that monitoring report, we have replaced some of those officers that has been named in the report. That does not mean that we are convinced that they were corrupted, but to avoid any reputational risk, we asked to step aside and we went into another process of establishing a new governor, new vice governor, new board of trustees for the bank. Particularly the Central Bank, but we have no any other specific persons that have been accused in any other report. And if there is one, the Somali government will do its own investigation, and if we convince ourselves that the necessary steps will be taken.